It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I'm your fearless leader, Clay Travis. Hope all of you are having fantastic Thursdays wherever you may be across this great country or this great land. I'm headed up to Knoxville for the Kentucky-Tennessee game. We'll be broadcasting live a couple of hits from Calhoun's at 10:50 and 11:50 a.m. as a part of the Big Noon Kickoff Show. Encourage you guys to come hang out with us if you are going to be up for that Tennessee-Kentucky game in Knoxville. Next weekend, we're going down to Athens, where it very well could be number one versus number two, with Tennessee going head-to-head against Georgia. All of that is going to be a lot of fun, and I cannot wait to hang out with many of you. So that's a little bit of a preview of where we are headed. I think the next week we're going to be in Oxford for that Alabama-Ole Miss game, which could be one of the biggest games in Ole Miss football history. All that still to come on the horizon, be on the road all the way through the SEC championship game on December 3rd. Thanks for all of you that have already come out and hung out with us. I was on the road last night, fabulous rally. Over 1,000 of you came to the event in Franklin. Got to meet a lot of you as well. Where I live, Franklin, Tennessee, Ted Cruz was in town. Part of his bus tour was with Andy Ogles, who is going to be the next representative for the 5th District of Tennessee. And we did a fun event last night with all of them. And it's going to be a one of the seats that gets picked up as a part of the Building Red Wave. Ben Ferguson was there. We had a really cool, fun group of people at that rally. And so it was fun to meet a lot of different ones of you guys out there in effectively my backyard. All right. The fallout is underway in a big way over the Fetterman-Oz debate. I got some incredible quotes from you from Democrats. But first, tonight's game. It's actually a really good game for Thursday night football. I'm excited to pay attention and check this one out. Baltimore Ravens on the road against the Buccaneers. I like the Ravens plus the points here. And I think I like the under. Look, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now are kind of a disaster on the offensive side of the football. And the Ravens have been messy in the fourth quarter, I think it's fair to say. But I like Lamar Jackson and find him to be a much more reliable quarterback right now than I do Tom Brady. And I don't know what's going on off the field with Tom Brady in specific detail. Obviously, we know things are challenging for him and Giselle. But it's going to be intriguing to see how the Bucs play, because they've been a mess the past several weeks, on a short week coming off of a really bad loss to the Carolina Panthers. So, and then the Ravens, like I said, have been a little bit of a mess in the fourth quarter so far this year. So I like the Ravens plus the points. Right now the Bucs are around a 1.5-point favorite. I like the Ravens plus the points, and I like the under in tonight's Thursday night football game, which I'm actually excited to watch because I think it's going to be a good one. So that is what's going on in the world of football. We also start tonight 27 straight days of football games. Let me repeat that because it's pretty awesome. Tonight marks the first of 27 straight days of either college or NFL football that you can watch on your television. And I would bet with you, there's a good chance that I'll watch at least a little bit of football each of the next 27 days. And obviously, on many of these days, I'm going to be sitting around watching games all day. I.e. college football. So that is something to be excited about, in addition to the fact that we are now 11 days out from the official midterm election in this country. And you guys know, because I've been doing it for a long time, I am a big fan of looking at the betting markets, and the money continues to pour in on so many different Republican candidates. Herschel Walker is now a substantial favorite in the overall race in the Senate in Georgia. And they keep trying to attack him and throw out all sorts of ridiculous allegations. But right now, Herschel has opened up his biggest lead in months. You can go back 90 days and look at what exactly is going on there. Herschel is surging as Reverend Raphael Warnock is plummeting. And I shared today, Herschel now 5-point lead in a poll that came out from Rasmussen. Biggest lead I've seen for Herschel so far. And I said, right now, and Bill Bates actually a fan of OutKick, I think. I think his kids too. Right now, Reverend Raphael Warnock is Bill Bates, and Herschel Walker has just started to run all over him. And you know, there are a lot of crazy allegations that are out there, and that's really a sign of how desperate Democrats are in the state of Georgia, where both Brian Kemp and Herschel Walker are pulling away. Again, Herschel Walker, now the favorite in gambling markets to win in Georgia, as I have been telling you he was going to win for a long time. We'll be right back. Got to take a little break here. We are rolling with OutKick, and you don't want to miss a moment. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Adam Laxalt, substantial favorite right now in Nevada. That's going to be a challenging state, tough one to flip, as is Arizona, but Blake Masters is also favored there, and Dr. Oz has taken a commanding lead in Pennsylvania. He has reversed a massive early lead that was out there for John Fetterman, and there's a good article up at NBC saying Democrats are panicked over the Senate race in Pennsylvania. And there are some great quotes from that NBC discussion, that article. I'm going to read a couple of them for you. Chris Kofinis, a veteran Democrat campaign strategist, put it bluntly to NBC. He should not have debated. Anyone on his team who agreed to a debate should be fired or never work again, because that debate may have tanked his campaign. I really question the judgment that he continued with this race. Who do these people sound like, by the way? These are Democrats telling you what I have been saying about the Fetterman-Oz race for months. Folks are pretty much freaking out on the Democrat side, Carrie Mosley said. She is a Pittsburgh-based left-wing grassroots activist. She said their team has been ignoring what tons of strategists and insiders have been saying for months. We're many, many times concerned. There are a lot of anonymous sources in this NBC News piece, but there are Terry Madonna, longtime Pennsylvania poster, said the fact of the matter is his performance was obviously very questionable and it's dominated the news. He said, also what I said, that he had never seen a debate performance this bad, and everything is falling apart for now the Fetterman campaign as Dr. Oz is rolling out to a big lead in Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is really the only state where Democrats had any chance to pick off a Republican Senate seat. And now those hopes seem to be fading. North Carolina and Ohio appear to be out of reach. Republicans are in great shape there. And now the money, and if you doubt me, first of all, you can go bet against all of these odds, right? So you can put your money where your mouth is. You can also just look where the battleground is. Joe Biden is campaigning in New York today. He was previously campaigning in Oregon and California and Washington State. These are deep blue regions of the country, right? New York, Washington, Oregon, California. Democrats are having to pour money into districts that Joe Biden won by 10 or more points because the red wave is building and it may turn into a red tsunami. And as we sit here 11 days out, there is a great deal of nervousness as Republicans are monster favorites to win the House. The House, the question is, to a large extent, just how big is the Republican majority going to be? And now there's nervousness, like they're having to spend a lot of money in Washington State because Tiffany Smiley is on a run. They're having to spend a lot of money in Colorado because Joe O'Dea is having success. And you've got a lot of these moms, Heidi Ganahl out in Colorado, Tudor Dixon in Michigan, Christine Drazen in Oregon, like I said, Tiffany Smiley in the Senate race in Washington, that are just fed up. And Heidi Ganahl, I thought, had a great line in her Colorado governor debate where she got called a mad mom and she just owned it. She said, yeah, I am a mad mom. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of mad moms out there. And this is building. It's what put Glenn Youngkin in the governor's office in Virginia. And I think it's what's going to help lead to a Republican tsunami, a red tsunami in 11 days. Because a lot of moms who are independent voters or may not be very political at all are so fed up over schools being shut down, on the fact that their kids had to wear masks, on the degree to which a lot of Democrats are trying to mandate that their kids get the COVID shot, and they are fed up and they are not going to take it. And this is turning into a massive, massive red wave. And the question is it going to move from red wave into red tsunami? And I think there's a very good chance that that is all going to happen. So I appreciate all of you that have been hanging on with us out there, that have been enjoying the ride. As I mentioned earlier, one of the biggest days in OutKick history just happened on the site 2 days ago. I haven't even checked the traffic over the past couple of days, but I know that October is going to be the biggest and best month that we have ever had in the history of OutKick. That's a credit to you guys. That's a credit to all of our hard workers out there. I got to be honest with you. I am loving all of this, but man, it is chaotic. It is chaotic with college football season being on the road, also with the midterms going on. I am looking forward to having a big midterm party. Heck, I'm having a Halloween party. My wife throws a big Halloween party every year. And as we speak right now, there's people running around getting everything set up for that Halloween party here in the Travis household on Saturday. I'm going to be watching the Kentucky-Tennessee game from here. But my goodness, I am so fired up for Halloween, for the election to officially get here. We're throwing a big election night party. Buck and I are in Nashville. I can't wait to be able to celebrate that. It's just going to be a lot of fun. So, love all of you. DBAP unless you need to SBAP. I am Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having as fun of a fall as I am and as we are at OutKick. Red wave coming. This has been OutKick, the show.